Hi, this is Mick Murphy of the system. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the teddy bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
Magnificent Thursday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin, I want to thank everyone for tuning in and supporting everything that we do as far as bringing real music and real substance back to the airwaves. And speaking of real music and real substance, Lord have mercy, gifted actress, singer, songwriter, new EP, Percipient, the incredibly captivating Christina Lazelle, as we have the pleasure of debuting her new hit single from her hit EP, Percipient, Medea. So, on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it's my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio, Christina Lazelle, my queen. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hi there, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. I hear you.
Okay, beautiful. I was worried. I swear, because I thought that the system was treating me as a listener. So I was I don't think I'm on this call right now.
No, you're coming through loud and clear. First and foremost, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on a wonderful new EP.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you for having me on the show, Mr. Teddy Bear. I appreciate your time and everybody listening. I'm very excited.
Absolutely. Now, I want to delve into the new album and the new single.
Yes.
Medea, we're heading down Greek mythology. Greek mythology. Now, with Medea, she was known as a sorceress and also an enchantress. I must ask, what made you choose the title for the song, and are you really fixated with Greek mythology?
Yeah, when I was in high school back in Italy, I studied humanities and I have some classical training. So literature is my number one passion, which comes with Greek mythology, ancient Roman and Latin mythology. And the song was about revenge. So I wanted to find a way to kind of incorporate the, you know, what I studied. And yeah, Medea came to mind because, I mean, she is kind of the symbol of revenge. So
very much so. Very much so. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, she went out of her way to help Jason retrieve the golden fleece. But after that, my goodness, she was pissed. She was something to behold. First and foremost, I really truly want to congratulate you on the cinematography for the video.
Thank you.
I mean, it was wonderful.
Those are my friends in Italy. They're called Needful Records. And okay. So they produced the idea, the concept was mine to film, but they're the ones that had, you know, they were my DPs, my directors, they were my crew, my team. So yeah, that was all them. Very happy with it.
You know, every artist has a tendency to incorporate their own personal journey into music. How much of this EP reflects who you are as an artist?
You know, when I first dropped the EP, I was saying that it was a big, I was saying that it represented what I was going through at the moment. But now that I re-listened to it, that I kind of feel like I'm a changed person in a way, even if it's,
okay,
I don't know, within a matter of months. But I do feel like I could have gone way deeper with it. But definitely my artistry represents me 100%. I mean, it's my way of expressing myself, you know, and it's my way of expressing what I'm going through, whether it's a positive emotion, whether it's a negative experience. My artistry is 100% me. Even when I'm breaking down characters, and I'm sure a lot of actors can relate to this, it's the characters we embody aren't invented. They always come from places in us. You know, they always come from parts of us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've always said that the telling feature of being a great artist is not having the fear or allowing fear to show such a sense of vulnerability as far as own shortcomings, because we all have shortcomings. How long did it take for you, because you're dual threat as far as being not only an artist but also an actress, how much of your actress capacity do you incorporate into your music to help you to show such a sense of realism, a sense of real vulnerability through your music?
You know, that's what I wanted to do with the Madea music video, and that's exactly the reason why I added that voiceover, because I did want to show my, because I'm trained as an actress. I'm not trained right. as a singer. Singing is just something that came. So my whole life, half of my life has been spent going on auditions, getting rejected. That's been my life. But I definitely try to mix the two if I get the opportunity to do so. And Madea, I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of the whole thing. And it was just my little baby where I kind of got to do what I love to do, and that mix different art forms and kind of create an artistic sort of revolution in a way, from the setting, from the cinematography, from the lyrics to the acting at the beginning. And that's actually a passage from Euripides, so that's not something I wrote.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the funny thing is, when I look at the video, it doesn't look like a video. It actually looks like a story. You know, everyone can, you know, build a video to look like something. It's like, hey, but it takes a very unique quality to pull something off where you say, this is actually a story. I'm telling a story in video form. For you, for people that have not had an opportunity to hear you, to listen to your music, what would be the best way to describe you as an artist?
Well, what I try to do as an artist, art is my passion. I love creating, whether it's writing, whether it's acting, whether I'm in the studio. So that's my passion. But can you still hear me? Sorry, because I'm getting another call, but I don't know if you can still hear me.
Oh, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, cool. But I think what I really want people to know is I want to say the truth through my artistry and through my creativity. I want to, as an actor, my job is not only to embody the character, but it's to tell a story, to move the story forward. And I feel like as artists, we have a big responsibility, because we have a story in our hands that we must tell for a specific reason. So I guess what I want people to know is that everything I do, I try to do it with good deeds, good morals, and good vulnerability and truth.
Absolutely. A lot of people on the outside looking in don't realize how important it is that when you're working on a project, whether you're working on a movie or working on your music, that you have a producer who understands you and also that can bring out the best in you. Can you give the listeners out there an idea how imperative it is to have someone that really understands you and able to bring out a certain quality that you may not know that you even have?
Thank you for asking this question, because this is extremely important, because everything I do is absolutely not by myself. I have a team, but that team is well chosen. You know, I have a team when I'm in the studio, I have a team for the business aspect of my career. So I have people that are working with me, not for me, you know, to make sure we achieve great things. But someone that understands your vision and that's on the same page as you is crucially important, because if you're not on the same page, if there's not that good feel when you're working together, then I don't really think that it's possible to achieve what you want to achieve. And I'm very direct when I'm working with someone. I'm like, first of all, we're working together. You know, no one's working for each other, but also I need you to understand this vision, and I need you to understand that if I don't like the vision, it doesn't mean that it's not good. It means that, you know, it's not my personal style. So I've been very strict on the content I put out recently, and I just made the decision. I was like, I can't put out personal content where I don't have creative control on, because it's gonna drive me crazy. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You know, when you, just listening to you and conversing with you, you have a strong sense of exactly what you want out of life. You take the art form very seriously, and I can really truly appreciate that. For you being so driven, how important is it to you? Or matter of fact, I'll switch it a little bit. How have you been able to maintain a balance in your life? Because you can be so busy as far as the acting, of course, the music side, but as far as a personal life, how have you been able to maintain a balance, an even keel, so to speak?
I'm an extremely busy girl. Like, some people are like, I don't think you like me because you never answer my text messages. But I'm like, dude, it's not personal. You just have to understand that I'm 21. Right. I moved out here alone. And I grew up with a big Italian family who I'm used to taking care of me. So it's exhausting to take care of myself at the end of the day. And top that off with studio, audition, with film work, and everything else that's going on in my life. I'm like, how do I have time to have a boyfriend when it's exhausting to take care of myself? I'm busy, you know? And I get lazy once in a while. I'm only human. I took a nap today, so... a while, but I try to make sure that I get the job done. Like, I have my goal list weekly, and I always make sure I'm getting content out. I'm always making sure I'm working on something. But you know, it's funny you say that, because me myself, I don't feel like I'm that successful. I don't feel like I'm at that point in my career where I want to be. So it's nice to hear it for someone else, because I'm extremely hard on myself.
Well, that's a great thing, because I feel like once we become satisfied, we become complacent, and we're no longer driven to become or to achieve what we really want to be in life. And one of the things I find so refreshing about you, that you are driven. You're not satisfied. You haven't become complacent, but it's a beautiful feeling to hear that you have such a loving and supporting family who just really is. They say, hey, we got your back, we're going to support whatever you want to do. Can you tell the listeners out there, what has that meant to you from a personal aspect? What has that meant to you to have that kind of love and that kind of support from your family while you're pursuing what you want to do in your life?
That comes before everything. That is the number one thing before anything and everything, because that is just the fulcrum of love. That is the reason why I have strong, healthy values today. It's hard for someone to grow up with hate and end up being a sane person. It's possible, but I feel like it's hard. So I was extremely fortunate. I was extremely fortunate because that was something that I never missed, was the support of my family. And my dad, he is my number one supporter in my career. My mom, she doesn't stop me, but she's not happy that I'm that I'm in LA. She's like, you should be in Italy with me right now. I'm like, no, I should be in the studio and on movie sets right now.
There you go.
But yeah, no, it's extremely important. I value family the most before anything, before my artistry, before anything else. Family comes first.
You know, it's very challenging in this industry to gain a certain level of respect and appreciation, because we look for that respect from our peers. You're a very captivating young woman. And I know a lot of people have my pleasure. And I know a lot of people have told you that, but how important is it to you to be, it's one thing to have the looks, but how important is it to you from your peers where they respect you and say, you know what, she's a phenomenal up and coming actress. We really respect her work. How important is that to you?
Oh, it's extremely important. It's funny you mentioned that, because I was just talking about this to a friend yesterday. I told him, I don't think I feel respected as an artist sometimes, you know? It's So, because I don't know, sometimes it's hard to get an agent. It's hard to get people to watch your stuff. So for the amount of years that I've been in the business and for the amount of work that I put in, sometimes I guess I overestimate my results. But I guess I just need to start seeing the cup half full than half empty. But luckily, I do have a lot of friends that respect my art and understand what I do. And I don't know, even if I have to interpret a character that's not so sane and I have to show another side of myself, they understand it. You know, that they understand that I'm a creator, so it's something that I have to do for my job. So it's good to have that support. And sometimes, you know, sometimes I'll get on YouTube and see those dislike thumbs and some negative comments, and it'll kind of get me down in a way. But right. At the end of the day, you do have to look at the cup half full and see that there are people who support me and give me lots of love. So, yeah, it's very important. And I don't think it would be possible for me to continue in this business if I had a bunch of haters. I don't know. It would be really hard.
Absolutely. You know, one thing I've learned, that you have to develop a thick skin in this industry. You're not going to please everyone. That's just the way, unfortunately, life is. But as long as you remain true to who you are and remain true to the art form, there's nothing but success that is ahead of you. And speaking of success, you're having the opportunity to work with the legendary Francis Ford Coppola. That is that is incredible. Can you tell the listeners out there what movie you'll be starring in, that he'll be directing, and when can we expect the movie to hit the big screen?
So we don't know what's going to happen in post-production, because what he's doing now, he's experimenting for the script he wrote. So it wasn't exactly a movie that I filmed with him. It was more of a experimental workshop. The project is called Distant Vision, and he's basically, you know, it's Francis Ford Coppola, so he revolutionizes everything. So that's what he's continuing to do. So he's trying to explore this new form of cinema called live cinema, where you kind of mix the basics of the theater, where the acting is live, and simultaneously you have numerous cameras that are capturing the moment. But it was a very interesting experience, because just to be part of this new revolution, this new experiment that he's trying. And, you know, I was in the right place at the right moment, because the story is about a family from Naples, Italy. It's exactly my hometown. I'm from Naples, Italy. And he's an amazing person. He is super humble. When I was on set, I didn't even feel like it was Francis Ford Coppola, because he's such a normal person. He cooked for the whole crew. So, yeah, it was a very exciting experience. But I do not know if it's a project that will hit the big screen, because it was an experiment. Maybe in a few years he's going to plan on doing a feature out of it. But, yeah.
Well, we're going to think positive vibes, and hopefully it will turn into a big screen project. Now, the new EP, what has you most proud of your new EP, Percipients?
The fact that I got it out. Aside from that, what had me most proud? It was something I wrote when, you know, I was going through some stuff, and that basically it's just a transition and translation from emotions to something concrete, you know? So that just makes me think that I achieved something, and that's what's important. I was watching a Ronda Rousey interview, and she was saying she believes the secret to happiness is setting goals for yourself and achieving them. And I do agree with that, because when you work hard for something and you achieve it, there's the serotonin levels, and I'm not a doctor, so I don't know if I'm explaining this correctly, but basically what happens to your body is, like, you appreciate things more, you know? There's just, I don't know, serotonin levels just increase in your body. So the fact that I achieved something and I got something out, and I didn't, I don't know, leave it halfway, and I actually got it out, and now I'm doing interviews, and I'm promoting it, and I have something else in my portfolio, and it's something that I created. You know, as an actress, my worst fear was always having to put my destiny in somebody else's hands, in the casting director's hands and the director's hands. And that scared me so much, because thinking that what I want the most in life, that my deepest passion has to be in control of someone else, whether it's a yes or a no, scared me very much. And at the moment, I'm an independent singer, so I don't have a label behind me. So that's the project that I just created independently, me and my team. So I think that's what I'm proudest about, that no professionals were involved with it aside from my team and I, and, you know, we're doing all the promotion ourselves, and so, yeah.
Well, you know what, it's a beautiful thing when you have that kind of creative control over your destiny. My queen, if you could do us the honor at introducing the new hit single, we would truly appreciate it.
Oh, you want me to sing? Okay, I'll do. No problem. Did you say sing though? Because I didn't hear you.
No, I said, could you do us the honor of introducing your new single so we can play it for the audience?
Yes. So, you're going to play the video? Okay, that's cool. So, all right, guys, this is Medea. The visuals were produced by Needful Records in Italy. And I hope you guys enjoy it.
Absolutely. You're in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Ma nessuno ha trovato l'arte di acquietare il dolore della gente con la musica, con le melodie. Di conseguenza la morte ed eventi terribili si abbattono sulle case. Sarebbe un bel guadagno per gli uomini curare i mali con i canti. Cosa servono? Trilli e gorgheggi. Dove ci sono tavole ben imbandite, un compito all'auto basta da solo a rallettare la gente.
You'll be sick and tired of all your bitches, of all your mocking bitches. And I wish you the best with all your bitches. I wish you success, but you'll be burning bridges. You like what you created, but I cannot blame you. Ignorance menace. I'm so sorry that your brain is on a hiatus. You'll be hating me in exchange for that. You'll be getting everything and anything and everything and pay for that. Like me. I hope you despise me. I hope you realize it. That I would have made you. I would have been the reason why you made it. But it's so sad. I'm not as annoyed. But I'm laughing in your face. You'll be hating me. In exchange for that, you'll be getting everything and anything and everything in pay for that. Fuck you and your matrix, and all of your faces, and all of your fakeness. When I break down this situation, I change my perspective. I can see it through your eyes. So embarrassed, I can see it through you. You're tearing, you're tearing.
The song ended way too soon. The captivating Christina Lozelle, of course, with a new single, Medea, from her new EP, Percipients available on iTunes, also on Tidal and Spotify. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. You can always catch up with Christina at ChristinaLazelle.com. Also on Instagram and Twitter at ChristinaLazelle1 and also Christina Lazelle. My queen, it has been a pleasure to have you here on The Zone. This is definitely your home. Whatever you need, please don't hesitate.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Teddy Bear. You're awesome. Thank you for having me on the show. It was such an honor. Thank you.
My pleasure, my queen. Much continued success, okay?
All right, let's do that.
All right. God bless the incredible Christina Lazelle here in The Zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, the new EP, Percipients, available as we speak on iTunes, Tidal, and also on Spotify. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking, stop by the official website at www.lotltheComfortZone.com. And while you're there, 24-hour nonstop live streaming music, Lord have mercy, we got you. I've seen the need. I'm here to fulfill all your needs with Cardula Win or Lose here in The Zone of LOTO Radio.